Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that's probably haunting your feed more than a viral cat video. Managing social media for mental well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, comparing yourself to curated lives, and losing track of time? You know that feeling when you close the app and think, wow, I just wasted an hour staring at people's vacations. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Social media isn't inherently bad. It can be a powerful tool for connection, learning, and even inspiration. The issue arises when it starts controlling us instead of the other way around. Think of it like this. Social media is like the friend who always wants to party fun sometimes, but you gotta set boundaries or they'll drag you into their chaos. So, how do we navigate this digital jungle without losing our minds? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to build your mental fitness arsenal against social media overload. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step is recognizing the impact social media has on you. Are you feeling anxious, jealous, or inadequate after scrolling? Notice those feelings, their signals telling you something needs to change. It's like checking your phone battery life. If it's low, you know you need to recharge, right? 2. Intention is king. Before you open that app, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Are you genuinely seeking connection or just killing time? Set clear intentions for each social media session, whether it's catching up with friends, researching a topic, or simply taking a quick break. Think of it like having a workout plan for your mind. Knowing your goals helps you stay focused and avoid aimless scrolling. 3. Curate your feed like a museum curator. You wouldn't fill a museum with just random junk, right? Same goes for your social media feed. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or trigger negative feelings. Fill it with inspiring content, supportive communities, and things that genuinely add value to your life. Think of it as creating a digital sanctuary, a space where you feel uplifted and motivated. 4. Timeboxing is your secret weapon. Schedule specific times for social media use, just like any other important appointment. Set a timer to avoid endless scrolling and stick to your schedule. Remember, you're the boss of your time, not the other way around. Imagine having an hour dedicated to connecting with friends online that's much more focused and fulfilling than aimless scrolling for hours. 5. The offline world awaits. Remember, life happens outside the screens. Make a conscious effort to disconnect regularly and engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment offline. Read a book, go for a walk, spend time with loved ones, rediscover the magic of the real world. Think of it as hitting the refresh button on your life. Disconnecting from the digital noise allows you to recharge and reconnect with what truly matters. Now, let's bring this to life with a relatable scenario. Picture yourself at a dinner party, surrounded by friends and family. You pull out your phone to scroll through social media, but then you catch a glimpse of everyone laughing and enjoying each other's company. Suddenly, you realize how much you're missing by being glued to your screen. You put the phone away, join the conversation, and rediscover the joy of genuine human connection. T. It's not rocket science sometimes. All it takes is a little shift in perspective to reclaim your mental well-being. So remember, friends, social media can be a tool, but it shouldn't control you. Be aware, set intentions, curate your feed, time box your use, and most importantly, don't forget the magic of the real world. Take action today. Choose one of these tips to implement in your life. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I want to hear how you're leveling up your mental fitness game. Until next time, keep that stoic mind gym strong and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.